Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Glover, the author of No More Mr. Nice Guy. Welcome to the Dating Essentials for Men Q&A podcast. This is the forum where I answer your dating and relationship questions. In this podcast, I'm going to answer two questions about whether or not you should pursue women. The first question is from a guy who just met a woman, and the second question is from a guy who lost his girlfriend because he was being too much of a nice guy. And they both want to know, should they pursue the particular women that they're still interested in? Let's go ahead and dive into the first question. One of our listeners wrote, I met a woman and we went out for a drink and she ended up sleeping over. We both had fun, but she seems to be making excuses not to get together again. I'd like to see her again, and I think she is interested. She and I are still texting back and forth, and I don't think she would be if she wasn't interested. In the past, I would have made my intention clear, and when she seemed uninterested, I'd move on. I'm not expecting anything and would be looking to take things one day at a time and live in the moment, but I'm trying not to ignore my wants. I want to pursue this woman, providing she is still having a dialogue with me. I would never cross any lines or be inappropriate in my pursuit. I have a feeling she's playing hard to get. As an integrated man, should I continue to pursue or move on? Well, the key question as you get to know any woman is, what is her nature? Now think about it. She slept with you on her first date after drinks. She's texting you but avoiding getting together. What information alone does that give you about her nature? I had a very similar situation quite recently with a long-distance client, and this guy was head over heels with a woman he'd been on one date with, and they had sex together and had a great time, but then she wasn't following through on anything, and he was wondering what happened, and he was so excited. He was so hyper because this date had gone so well. Well, his definition of going so well is that she'd gotten naked with him and slept with him on the first date, but then, much like this other situation, wasn't following through. It also reminds me of a guy that I worked with in several phone sessions a few years ago. And this guy had met a woman while on vacation out of state. And they both lived in different states, not terribly far from each other, and met in an actual third state. And they had hit it off, had a fantastic time, had a great time. They were sexual, they were having fun, and made all these plans to get back together when they both got back home. But over a period of weeks leading into a month or two, she was sporadic. She'd make plans to come and cancel them, not tell them why, and then he'd finally contact her and find out she'd been out of town. And then when she did plan to come, she turned around and left right after she came. And one thing in common with all of these three guys, including the guy that wrote me this question, the two long-distance clients I've mentioned, every one of them had a real intense early experience for the woman. And then she became mysteriously unavailable while still maybe continuing some degree of contact. And the other thing that's in common is that every one of these guys tended to start making excuses for the woman. Why? Because either she was very sexual and or they were sexual with her. Maybe she was seductive. Maybe they were attracted to the women. And maybe the women did things that no other women had done, especially that quickly or that early on. Now, here's the problem. When we get attached to an outcome, especially an outcome like this of getting a seductive or sexual woman to stay connected with us, rather than testing for her nature and trying to get to rejection quickly, then all kinds of problems are going to ensue. We'll talk a little bit more about these. Now, in all of these cases, but especially in the case of the guy that asked the question, there could be any number of reasons why a woman doesn't follow through after an intense first date. The first one that I'm going to put out there is that most likely she's fucked up. I'll just leave it as simple as that. She could be in a relationship. She may be in between a relationship that really isn't over. Maybe she's dating and sleeping around with a lot of guys. Maybe she needs men to desire her, and once she has the man desire her, all she wants to do is string that along. Maybe she's a sex addict. Maybe, and by the way, there are women sex addicts out there, and even though we guys think, oh, that'd be wonderful, but usually you get what this guy got. Maybe she's what I call a sniffer. I've talked about sniffers in other podcasts, but these are women that just need to have men hanging around, women who just need to know that men want them, even if the woman doesn't actually want the man. She may be a woman with borderline personality, and one key characteristic of borderline personalities is that they are seducing you and pulling you in while pushing you back at the same time. In fact, if you want to just make a little hand motion to give you a visual of what borderlines look like, hold your left hand in front of you, palm facing away like a stop. And then hold your right hand in front of you, palm facing forward, and then kind of waving the fingers towards you. That's what borderlines do. Come closer, stay away. Come closer, stay away. And maybe the woman just didn't know how to say no to sex and is now avoiding the guy because she doesn't want it to go much further. But whatever reason the woman is acting in the way that she is, got real sexual early on, but then becomes unavailable in various ways, the bottom line is she is unavailable. Don't try and figure it out. Let go of the attachment. Be willing to get to rejection. Treat it as a good locker room story and nothing else. Don't build your ego around it. Don't turn her into a key-holding goddess. Don't spend more time thinking about her than you've been with her. Now, most men, especially nice guys, can get hooked really easily by a seductive woman. I have been. I married one of them. If she's flirty, playful, risque, or gets sexual quickly, we can fall in love, actually lust, quickly. We think we've found an amazing woman, our key-holding goddess. She's so different than other women. And the more in lust we are, the easier it is to rationalize her unavailability and even put up with just totally flaky behavior. I've done it. Perhaps you have too. And that's the one common characteristic in all of the situations I've mentioned in this podcast. The guy who wrote the letter, the email about that we read at the beginning of the podcast, the two other guys I told you about, every single one of them rationalized the woman's behavior and gave her the benefit of the doubt in every case, and then kept pursuing. Now, this is how trauma-bonded relationships develop. That trauma-bonded relationship of intensity and excitement and arousal followed by anxiety, abandonment, loss over and over and over again. I, just as another example, and I've mentioned this fellow in another podcast, I had a client a few months ago. A smart guy, successful guy, accomplished guy, and he had spent months, up to a year, pining over a woman that he had gone on one date with. He never even slept with her. But during that date, she was seductive, she was playful, she was bright, she touched him a lot, she leaned in, she shared her wine with him, and he thinks he must have done something wrong because she never followed through. And he spent months in his head just obsessing about this woman and wondering how he could get a second chance, how he could do better the next time, how could she be so seemingly interested and then so unavailable following that. Now, once we get attached to anything, especially a seductive, unavailable woman, we are going to suffer and we're probably going to lose our integrity and a sense of good, bad, right, and wrong, up and down. Now, let me tell every guy that's listening to this podcast, just whatever you're doing, if you're distracted, sit still for a moment. Pause. Listen to what I'm about to say. Men, there are a lot of messed up women out there. Now, I'm not saying that to be critical. I'm not saying it to be negative. I'm not saying it to bash women, because there's a lot of great women out there, but there are a lot of fucked up women out there, and many of them manifest their fucked upness in a combination of seductiveness and unavailability. And you just, we need to know that, and probably you can't know it until you've actually been down the rabbit hole with one of these kind of women, or maybe more than one. In my experience, the more attractive a woman is and the more sexual they are, the more messed up they tend to be, okay? So don't let this come as a surprise to you. 1 in 3 women are sexually abused before they're 18 years old. That means 1 out of every 3 women has been messed with, usually by a guy, and these women get wired to use sex to draw men in, to get their value and validation from getting men to want them. And it isn't sex they're after. It's the validation of men wanting them. So in every example I've given in this podcast, it might not even been that the women were so much after the sex, but they knew how to get a man to desire them. And kind of like the thing that I've always said to men, that if a woman wants to give you a blowjob in the front seat of your car on the first date, run. Because it's not about sex, it's about her getting you to desire her in some way. Now, of course, whenever I say that, the guys always ask, should you run before or after the blowjob? Now, I know you're not going to run before the blowjob. Who would? But after you get the blowjob, please just understand she's a messed up woman. Don't expect anything more than that from her. Now, as I said, typically the more sexual a woman is early on, the more she's going to push you away once she knows you're hooked on her. The old school term for these women was cock teases. As I mentioned before, I call them sniffers. They like to have men sniffing around them. Men they know want them. But they don't actually want to get all in with any one man. It would limit their ability to keep men sniffing around. So these women usually have lots of guy friends and stay in touch with exes. And you won't actually recognize these things until you've gotten hooked by this kind of woman. But remember what I've said in the podcast. If you do meet a woman like this, she comes on all gangbusters, you're head over heels about her, and then she starts showing traits of unavailability, just understand what you've bumped into. Your job is to test clearly. Test her nature. Test her availability. My rule of thumb, if a woman sleeps with me on a first date, I assume everybody involved, she and I, both know this is not headed towards a healthy relationship. And that's okay. But you just need to understand that. It's either headed towards fusion because she wants to enmesh with you right away, or is heading towards a one and done, or perhaps at the very best, fuck buddies. If you let the woman set the tone, she'll drive you crazy. So see it for what it is and see her for who she is. So my advice, if a woman accepts and cancels two dates for any reason, even if she's really come on like gangbusters, move on. Even if she keeps texting or keeps dangling, you know, the bait in front of you, that's her way of making sure you still desire her. And if she's unavailable when you say, let's get together and do something, and doesn't give specific times or dates where she is available, move on. If she seems to prefer chatting, texting, etc., move on. If she's highly sexual in her communications, run. Again, we men, we're so easy. We're like the schnauzers with cheese waved in front of us when a woman starts acting sexual with us. But run. Now, use the experience to learn about yourself. What is your deep attachment to a highly sexual but unavailable woman telling you about you? Perhaps that unconsciously you believe you have to put up with shit to get love. Or that you've been trained to pursue unavailable women. Or perhaps you can't believe you got so lucky to find a sexual woman. Or maybe your ego needs a certain kind of woman for validation. No matter what the situation, pursuing any woman is bad precedence. It rewards bad behavior. It gives the dog a treat for pissing on the carpet. Don't buy into it when women tell you they want to be pursued. That's a sick female game. The guy never wins. Move on. Find a woman who is available and sexually available in a healthy, moderated way. All right, then our second question. I have a dilemma. I'm intrinsically a nice guy, according to the description on your website, aka low self-esteem. I managed to ask out the most beautiful girl, looks and personality, my now ex-girlfriend. All she ever wanted from me was for me to be my natural self, which I found hard to be. And after time, 3 to 4 months, it was clear that I wasn't being honest with her, hiding my opinions and avoiding conflict, etc. In our 5th month, she went on a summer camp as a leader. I barely heard from her while she was there. She came back after 2 weeks and had told me how cool this guy was that she met. The next day I get a call from her basically dumping me, except that I played it too cool as she began speaking with the usual, listen, I've been thinking, blah, blah, blah. I cut it and said, stop. I can see where this is going. Spare me the explanation. Enjoy. And she sobbed, okay, as I put the phone down. Man, this sounds like a melodrama out of a teenage novel. It's been a week, and I haven't heard from her, nor have I attempted to contact her. I really want her back. It was my fault that I couldn't talk to her, even when she would confide in me and tell me her deepest insecurities. Do I go after her in an appropriate manner and try and convince her to reconsider? Do I call, text, or just randomly show up at her place? The other guy doesn't live in her town, nor do I. Long distance, 2 to 3 hours. But I'm guessing he's texting her a lot. Do I tell her I'll change, or do I just leave it? Any guidance would be appreciated. Well, same rule applies. Don't pursue. Yes, you didn't show up for the relationship, but surprisingly, she stayed as long as she did. In order to feel attached and loved, women need honesty from a man, transparency, conscious presence, and a man who will set the tone and take the lead, who will be his natural self, as he said. Now, nice guys don't do these things. We create no positive emotional tension from women. And when we don't, the woman's either going to create negative tension to try to stay connected to us, or she'll invest herself in something else that creates emotional tension, and is often easy picking when another man does create emotional tension for her. Now, you'd be surprised how many emails I get from nice guys who discover my book, find my website, realize, oh, this is what happened. This is why I couldn't show up. This is what was frustrating my woman. Now she's left me, and they email me. Should I pursue her? I want her back. I can do it different this time. Well, here is why not to pursue in this situation. No matter what you believe or what you've learned about yourself, you probably won't be much different than you were, even if she came back to you. Being present in the relationship, being conscious, being honest, being transparent, setting the tone and taking the lead, isn't a habit yet. You were managing your anxiety before by withholding yourself and not being real or honest or transparent. And the only thing you can really know for sure now, no matter what you've learned or what awarenesses you have, is that you're actually still trying to manage your anxiety by trying to get her back. Now, why wouldn't you keep doing the same thing if she came back to you? I found in my experience, it takes a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of consciousness to overcome those nice guy anxiety management behaviors that we do in a relationship. So, just getting the woman back with a little bit of awareness probably wouldn't change all that much. Now, the act of pursuing an ex, or the act of pursuing anybody, but the act of pursuing an ex is actually going to continue to kill any tension that might be there. All right, think about it for a second. This is like saying, I was an unavailable, smothering wimp before, but I'll change. Please give me another chance. Now, how wimpy is that going to come across? How much emotional tension will that create for the woman? You'll seem pathetic. The only kind of woman who will respond favorably to this is an insecure woman who is afraid of being alone and who will go back to a sure thing no matter how dysfunctional it was or is. Now, with that said, if you do want to give it a try, do not pursue her. Don't try and please her, impress her, convince her you've changed, or try to get her back in any way. Don't be a passive wimp. But here's what you do. At irregular times, every few days, regular times, day and night, don't do it with any regularity, but send a short email or text message telling her about some cool thing you were doing or some interesting experience you had. That's it. Keep it brief, to the point, nothing more. No asking about her. No trying to set up to get together. No trying to start a conversation. You're just sharing a little snippet about your interesting life. You're demonstrating your great cake. You aren't attached to outcome or trying to make anything happen here. Now, what you're doing is that you're actually leaning in just a little and then leaning back. Now, nice guys aren't very good at that. We're either like pushing straight forward ahead or we just totally pull back. But it's I call it the lean. Just lean in a little, kind of just little, give her a little snippet, a little snapshot that you're out there having a cool life, and then lean back. That creates emotional tension. It doesn't seem needy. And most importantly, it gives her something to lean into. If you're always leaning toward her, there's nothing for her to lean into. So you can lean in a little bit lean back. Okay, so to wrap it up, in all encounters with women, whether it's women you first meet or women you've been in long-term relationships with, do not pursue. Lead. Lead, see if she follows. Lead and test for her nature. Lead and test for her availability. Remember, a woman can't follow where a man doesn't lead. Don't chase a woman. Don't pursue a woman. Don't try to get an unavailable woman to be available. Well, that wraps up this Dating Essentials for Men Q&A podcast. This week, today in fact, get out of the house, expand your route, linger in public, talk to the people you meet, test for interest, and walk through the open doors. This is Dr. Robert Glover. Thanks for listening.